We're back. And what is your most treasured possession and why is it important to you?
When I was younger, maybe around 7 or 6 years old, give or take, my family and I visited a zoo. And in that zoo, we went to the gift shop and I begged my parents for a snow leopard stuffed animal. They allowed me to take it home, and it still sits with me in my bed to this day. It's very nostalgic and it's a comfort item for me, so I'd say it's my most valuable item.
I'd say my most valuable item is probably my baby blanket because I don't think I've slept a night in my bed without it, other than sleeping in someone else's bed, but yeah.
My phone, I can't live a day without it.
My most valuable item would be Mr. Teddy on I got him from Build-A-Bear because I really wanted one. My mom wouldn't let me get one, so I went inside the store and I just got it myself.
My phone.
Okay, so if you could snap your fingers and change one thing about the world, what would it be and why?
I don't really know what it's called, but I guess I'll say homeless animals. It's kind of sad to see.
I would say that they should create softball women's but that's not my most important thing right now, so
I would change poverty because people work very hard and get close to nothing, and then some people just sit around and get what other people deserve, and it's sad to watch. So I would help people that are struggling and have a family to support for.
I guess I would choose to end suffering. I was trying to think of what would nail down to the root problem. It's homelessness, people who experience abuse, as well as inequality. And I guess suffering in a way is the root of it all. So if you end suffering, you kind of end, I think, all of that.
What are three things that you would want to have if you were stranded on a desert island? And I'm going first and saying my phone, 100%, bug repellent, and food.
My phone, my iPad, and a computer.
I suppose that I would also bring my phone, hopefully to call it up for help. I mean, that's under the impression receiving a signal there, which probably not, but who knows? I would also bring food as well because you can't starve. And a med kit in case I ever get injured.
Food, water, and a machete.
I would bring some water and definitely I would bring some Captain Crunch. No, they're already on the island, but I think I would bring also my TV.
What is a question you wish you were asked, and what would your answer be to that question? Or not that question, because we're not agreeing. Okay. What is something you lost that you wish you could get back? What would you do with it if you still had it? I'll go first. My ex.
Okay, maybe a shirt I lost.
Oh, I would get my Little Pony toy back that grew up and, sang, like it sung for me,
My Monster High doll that I lost because my childhood best friend took it to be her Monster High doll's sister, and I never got it back, and I'm still devastated.
I'm going to go ahead and say my pet hermit crab Buttercup. I was devastated when he died.
If I brought something back, it would probably be my brother.
Tell us about your favorite place in the world. Where is it and what do you like about it? My favorite place is Bora Bora, and I don't know what the specific place is called, but it has pink sand on one of the islands, and I really want to be in the pink sand, so.
As of right now, I'll say Florida because I go to my aunt's house and she's 5 minutes walking distance from a Starbucks, and I do go every day.
Okay, so my favorite place is obviously, the Chipotle, catering, area, in the Chipotle, It's real nice. I really like the refreshers, in there that could just fill up with, the sause cups.
Very boring answer, but probably my house. I feel more at home there because it's my home.
Tell us about your talent. What is something you can do that's special or unique? So I'm double jointed. Yeah, that's it.
I think I'm relatively skilled at writing.
My talent is eating because it just, like, fills me up and I'm so big.
My special talent is running away from all these butterflies.
What was the best gift you gave to someone else and why? How did they react? The best gift I gave to someone was actually someone in this podcast with us currently. The best gift I ever given was a Hello Kitty bathing suit that was a 3XL that I gifted to my extra small friend and laid it down on her bed as a romantic gesture.
I think it would be in, like, it was, I think it was a grass elephant necklace. At least, I think it was made out of grass because it looked really reflective. I gave it to my dad for her birthday, and she really appreciated it.
If you could go back in time and relive one day from your past, what would you pick and why?
Homecoming. Oh my gosh. I'm going to leave him before he leaves me because that was embarrassing.
I would go back and relive the moment where I slapped Aubrina across the back of her head for taking my chicken nugget and she basically almost passed out, maybe. But it was really reasonable because you shouldn't be touching my food. And I was really hungry.
Maybe one of the days I was at Disney World in sixth grade.
I would go back and not go to Southbrook. Well, I think that this calls for an end. Deuces!